Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Oh, dear Blood River Radio family. I tell you what, my poor old voice is wearing down. I did 18 miles in chains today. I'm 75 years old. I ran with a 24-year-old, and then later my nurse practitioner buddy and her husband caught up with us. But it was hot. It was muggy. I didn't carry enough water. And believe it or not, on the run, I talked to those people, and my voice is wearing down. But anyway, we're going to go right back to Miss Nancy. I'm just going to say one more time. And Rand was spot on right. Rand said before we went to the break, why? People always saying, you see these bumper stickers, God bless America. Would God bless hell? Would he bless Sodom and Gomorrah? Would God bless a homosexual whorehouse that's raping children? Well, that's what we have here in America. People say one more time, we have men sleeping with men, sodomizing each other. We have them sodomizing children. We have them sodomizing dogs, for God's sakes. Why would God bless that? Miss Nancy.
Well, I think Rand brought up a topic which I was really not familiar with. It's about a movie that has been censored, and maybe he would like to bring that up and talk about that. It's on the subject you're talking about. It's apparently a famous producer did The Hunger Games, I guess, and this particular movie, I guess the censors are not too interested in it because it's about, I guess, child sexual attacks on children, and I'll let him talk about that. I think he was mentioned that earlier to me.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Nancy. Yeah, let's talk a minute about modern day Moloch practice, and I'm just kind of using that as an introduction. But there's a young fella, I say young, he's 43 years old. His name is John Paul Rice. He's an independent film producer. He's born in 1978. He's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And that name may not ring a bell to people, but he started his career in Georgia working on the movie Remember the Titans. And he's had several other films that he has produced. He produced The Hunger Games. And he put out a video recently, and you can search this video and listen to it for yourself. You can go to producer of Hunger Games talks Hollywood pedophiles, and his name is John Paul Rice, young fella to me, but he had a lot of courage to put this video out there, and he talks about these Hollywood pedophiles, and he talks about torture, and he talks about abuse, and all the things that are happening to children. He discovered this. He spent 20 years in Hollywood. And he had like six movies on Amazon.com. And I'm not going to go through the list. You can search that for yourself. But one of the movies was, the title of it was Child's Voice. And after he had become aware of what was going on out there, he made this movie about human trafficking of these children. And it had been out, this movie had been out for about a year and a half, along with five or six other movies on Amazon.com. And then all of a sudden, it's gone. It had been on in the U.S. and the UK, and as well as like 70 other countries, this movie had been out, and all of a sudden, without notification, it becomes unpublished. It becomes unsearchable, and you can't find it. He's been completely deplatformed. It just vanished. Mm-hmm. This young man made this movie about the abuse of these children, the trafficking of these children, and he's a whistleblower. And like I said, you can go and listen to this. It's about an hour long. You can view this video by, like I said, I'm repeating myself, but the producer of Hunger Games talks Hollywood pedophiles. And when he questioned Amazon about it, he said, you know, he just got the standard normal response. Corporate response, you know, that they make certain changes, things are based on performance, blah, 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 blah. But, see, this was before Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine, or ever how you say her first name, Maxwell. You can say it several different ways. Yeah. But anyway, all of this was before all of this was public. They discovered... and he made this movie, Child's Voice, and I'm intentionally repeating that name, Child's Voice, on purpose. But he made this movie because they had discovered this whole global pedophile ring. They found it was a global network of people, pedophiles, selling kids. They swapping them back. This is his words, not mine. They swap them back and forth like they're candy. And he brought up the Wayfair scandal, which I wasn't familiar with until I researched it. But, you know, that's where the furniture company was accused of having these children in cabinets because they were naming these cabinets like girls' names. And to be honest, I really don't know what come of that. And then you got Pizzagate, which was a restaurant in, as our dear brother Gene Andrews calls, the District of Corruption, that was supposed to be this big pedophile ring or whatever. But you know, he also referred to that one-tenth of that 1%, this John Paul Rise. He didn't exactly name the Jew, but he had a good way of saying things without saying it, I think. But he referred to what was going on in Hollywood, the financial elites, the media, and he called it satanic, which we know it is satanic. And if you studied the Word of God, we shouldn't be surprised at this. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make it any easier. It doesn't make it any easier for us to swallow, so to speak. But we shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
And in closing, I'll let y'all comment on it. And I've said this before, and it's been repeated on this show before. It's only going to be a remnant that actually stands before this evil, corrupt madness that's before us. It's only going to be a remnant with the hand of God involved that puts an end to it. But I mean, we've known this. People that listen to Blood River Radio have known this, but I have to take my hat off to this young man, 43 years old. He's got everything to lose. He's a Hollywood producer, but he comes out with this video whistleblowing. I mean, he's calling them out, you know. But let me say this before I turn it over. After saying all that about Epstein and Maxwell and the elites and the 1%, where's the clientele list?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need. We need the clientele list of all the people that's entangled. And then we ought to have a purge of people like that. And when I say purge, I'm talking about the black flag, like this radio station stands for. Stuff like that has to be purged from us, y'all, before we get any kind of any way back to what we seek as a society,
mm-hmm.
where it's wholesome and righteous and morally right again. I mean, we're so far upside down, the only thing that's going to flip it is a remnant and the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'll turn it over to either one of y'all.
Go ahead, Miss Nancy.
Well, I'm just made a note about Epstein, which I think is one of the biggest cover-ups, is that none of the mass media talks about the Mossad connection.
Oh, Sister Nancy, hold that thought. We've got to go to our first break of this hour. Dear people, we'll be right back after this brief commercial break, so don't go anywhere.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you have to say something. Well, dear Blood River Radio audience, thank you so much. And I'd like to especially thank our donors again, because it's for the great financial sacrifice. Because it is a financial sacrifice. Because I know all of our people are really having a hard time making it nowadays. Inflation is just incredible. This is kind of an aside. I'm a big marathon runner and stuff like that. And the core of my diet, believe it or not, you're probably going to laugh, consists of eggs and oatmeal. I build everything else around that. You know, I eat meat and other stuff like that. But I remember it's only been a couple of years ago, I would get an 18-pack of eggs for they going to sell for 99 cents sometimes. They usually ran 139 and 159 a cents a pound. My wife said they're like, she went today and they're like almost $5 for the same thing. That's in 18 months' time, the price has tripled. But that's why I say I certainly appreciate I can't tell you how much I appreciate the sacrifices our daughters keeping this show in the air. But anyway, before we went to break, Sister Nancy and Brother Ryan were talking about what I call the nexus of organ harvesting, sex trafficking. They get these children worldwide and they farm them out like candy, to quote Rand, and they harvest their organs. They put them in sweatshops off the islands of the United States. This has been going on forever. This was covered in a book written by Senator John McCamp. The name of the book was The Franklin Cover-Up. Some of it was covered a little bit, if I remember right, in The Windswept House, written a book about Father Malachi Martin. The evil, they talked about this. I've read this stuff like 25 years ago. The evil is just incomprehensible. And Rand was talking about Pizzagate. Sister Nancy talked about the Wayfair scandal. So, Sister Nancy, go back and tell us a little bit about this Wayfair scandal and whatever you know about the Pizzagate and anything else you want to talk about there along that line.
No, I don't know about either one of them. I just heard about the Pizzagate, and I thought that was another big cover-up all of a sudden. But, no, I made some comment about the fact that when they talk about the Epstein thing well, I guess it was a honeypot, really, is what it was. They never talk about the reason that this man made so much money, millions of dollars, and had all these different locations and airplanes and flying big shots from one location to another to have sex with young girls. It was a Mossad operation. They never expose that. They never talk about that. If they do, it's only in conspiracy theorists to talk about that. It wouldn't be the mainstream media. They never connect the dots. They want to pin something on a foreigner like Prince Andrew, but they don't want to discuss any of our local politicians, American politicians, and big wheels lawyers and influencers who have been part of this scandal. That's a big cover-up right there. And, of course, we know that Ghislaine Maxwell's father was nothing but he was a wealthy man. He was an editor or newspaper owner, but he was a spy and ended up welcomed to Israel. I think he's buried in Israel. So it's all a Jew operation. Not only she was Jewish, but Epstein was Jewish, and, of course, they had a lot of Jewish big wheels to come and send them around to these different locations to have sex with young girls. But again, this was all done on behalf of Israel because they could use this as blackmail, blackmailing these politicians. And we know Clinton was there, and probably I guess Trump was there too. There was a lot of them that visited and got their photographs taken secretly.
You're absolutely
right. And you know, Miss Nancy, this country's leadership is full of those same type of Jews. They're all out of the same mold. Mm-hmm. And the leadership in this country is full of them. We talked about that before on this program. But I want to say one thing about this Maxwell woman. And she's been quoted. When she was asked about taking these young girls out of trailer parks and such as that, you know what her response was? They're trash.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're trash. It doesn't matter about it.
Yeah.
That's their attitude. And listen, they got the same attitude about us, y'all.
The same attitude.
We don't matter to them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't exist to them. And the sooner that we're completely gone in their eyes, the better. And that's what we're up against.
Well, anybody who takes the time to read some of the drafting writings are all, of course, it's all garbled up. There's a lot of different statements that are very confusing. But the Talmud and the Torah If anybody ever takes the time, some of these have been translated. And over the hundreds of years, rabbis have their own theories about what their religion stands for. And, of course, many of the statements are absolutely diabolical. I mean, they tell you that they hate the goyim, which is what we are. They hate the Gentiles. They want to take advantage of the Gentiles. They don't care who they don't care if it's a good man, as long as it's a Gentile. If a good Christian, they don't care if they get killed or if they kill them. There's no honor. There's no regret. I mean, they're fulfilling the promise of taking over the world, basically. That's what they're that's what they're aiming for, through control of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, basically.
And you know, I'm going to change gears a little bit, but I think I think this leads right into this. That's why they hate Putin so much.
True.
That's why all the propaganda about Russia, 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 bad Russia, bad Russia. Because Russia and Putin is taking at least somewhat of a stance against this. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's a long story. We may not have time to get into it all, but, you know, Russia today is not the Russia of the old Soviet Union. Putin has made changes. There's been a lot of churches built. Christianity is on the rise in Russia. Putin has said, you're not going to have gay pride parades over here. He's more or less said, if you want to be a homosexual and send your soul to hell, you're going to do it in privacy. You're not going to bring it out here in the public square,
mm-hmm.
and where mm-hmm. it's normalized. And I respect him for that. I wish somebody in the United States would do that. Say, look, if you want to do that, do it. But you're not going to bring it out here and normalize it where our children grow up thinking that shit is normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal. It's the furthest thing away from normal. And that's why they hate Putin so much. That's why you hear Putin bad and all these lily white, as Brother Eddie says, all these that want to wave the Ukraine flag and support Ukraine. To hell with you. To hell with you. If I was Putin, I wouldn't allow NATO to set up missile bases in Ukraine right on my border.
Right.
You got a set up puppet over there that's a cross dresser as a president. We all know that Ukraine is up to its eyeballs in corruption. But having said all that, like I've heard Mark Toomey say on this show, League of the South man, highly respect Mark Toomey. But when it comes down to it, they'll say, rah, 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 USA, run that flag up that pole, cry crocodile, as Mark says, cry crocodile tears, and they'll support that war over there.
Right.
And the whole time it's backwards from what it should be. It's backwards from what it should be.
You know, a slap in the face, too, is we have allowed, and I'm pretty sure it happened in Russia, we have allowed our embassy over there to fly the rainbow flag, which is actually the gay flag. I mean, we're putting it's like we'll take an Islamic country and we'll send a Jewish representative from the U.S. These things we've done are just slapping the face of the people who we're dealing with. And, of course, this is a slap in the face of the Russians for us to be located in Moscow and flying a rainbow flag. Those people know what it means. They know it's an insult to their higher standard of living, higher standard of honor.
They keep poking the bear. They keep poking the bear. It may come back to bite them in the rear end. They keep poking the
you
bear.
You two are absolutely on fire, and I don't want you to lose that thought. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back, folks, right after this break.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
Ukraine authorities say Russian forces fired missiles and artillery on two cities across the river from Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Abbott is announcing that their Michigan plant is restarting production of their largest and most popular infant formula, Similac. Previously, the plant had only restarted a fragment of its production after bacterial contamination concerns inside the facility had prompted a months-long voluntary recall and shutdown. The closure at the largest formula manufacturer in the country sent waves across the infant formula industry and exacerbated the supply shortage, forcing families to scramble for alternatives in the hyper-concentrated formula market. This is USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Prices are going up when it comes to Fords.
Ford is raising the price of the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle for the 2023 model year. The automaker announcing the sticker price will be around $8,000 more for a fully optioned vehicle. Ford says the cost of materials, supply chain issues, and market conditions all factored in the price hike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
California is preparing to spend up to $20 million to bring women from other states to its abortion clinics, a policy aimed at increasing access to a procedure that has been outlawed or restricted in many states since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
You matter. We care. We have your back. We love you. We respect you.
California Governor Gavin Newsom. This is USA Radio News.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Well, dear people, dear family, Blood River Radio family, Miss Nancy and Brother Rand, Sister Nancy, they were both on fire. I tell you what, Rand made, he just hit on all cylinders. And now Sister Nancy made some great points we were talking about during the break. So if you will, Miss Sister Nancy, take us away. Let's go back to what you were talking about during the break.
Well, I don't even know what I was talking about except to say that I had a lot, and I think many people who know anything about history and about the Second World War would have a lot of antipathy towards the Soviets and towards the Russians because of the horrible things that happened to the German people at the end of the war and the occupation of Berlin and the massive rape of every woman they could get a hold of. Yes, but that was part of the problem. Was created by Eisenhower, who held his forces on purpose at the Elbe River and would not allow the U.S. forces to go into Berlin. He knew what was going to happen, that no good scoundrel. He knew what was going to happen to the poor citizens of Berlin when the Russians got there. But again, most of them at that point that came into Berlin were from the far eastern part of the Soviet Union. They were like the Mongols. Many of them were, at any rate. But, I had a lot of dislike and hatred for the Soviets. But, of course, we all know who was in control of the Soviets, at least many of us believe that it was certainly controlled by the Jews under the Bolsheviks. That's historically true. Now we look at Russia, I look at Russia as a guiding light, a light that is shining, and I hope they succeed, because Putin, whatever people say about him, certainly isn't perfect, couldn't be perfect, but he did say that he was baptized as a baby by his mother secretly. They know what oppression is. They know what it is to have their priests and their churches burned to the ground, people tortured, sent to camps. The communist, the people who survived communism, that would be one of them, would be Putin. They know what life was really like, and I think they've risen above it, and they're a shining light, I think, to this country. This country is going down the path of depravity. And so, on the other hand, we have Putin, who is trying to bring back the historical Russian Orthodox Church, putting some sense of morality into politics. All we have to do is open our eyes and look at the kinds of people who are now being elected and sent to represent us in foreign countries. It's an absolute embarrassment. And total embarrassment. We are the laughing stock. We must be the laughing stock of the world. This is the Muslims must think we are the crudest group of crazy people in the world because we're promoting sodomy. Anyway, that's my comment, I guess.
You know, Sister Nancy, you made a couple of comments. Yes. You know, we talked about it during the break. The reason the Russians went mad and torturing and raping the Germans after the war, after they were helpless, is because they were run 100% by, and you mentioned this, by Jews. They were ran by the Jewish secret police, Trotsky, who ran the army. They were all controlled by Jews. And you know what? And the United States was pro-Russia and pro-Stalin. And pro-Trotsky, because they were all Jews and they were communists, because the United States was controlled by communists then. But you know what, people? When the Russians finally, according to Alexander Solzhenitsyn, when the Russians finally came to power, the Russian people, Solzhenitsyn said that the so-called Russian Revolution was not a Russian revolution at all. He said that the so-called Russian Revolution was started by people that hated Russians. They despised Russians. There were a handful of Jews, and to kind of paraphrase Winston Churchill, he said that the communists had the Jews had the Russians by the hair of the head, and then when they finally did kick these Jewish oligarchs out of Russia, guess what? All of a sudden, the United States is anti-Russian. The Russians are bad. Well, something else about this evil son of a bitch Eisenhower, in his yearbook, I've been told, Ike Baker, to quote him, he said that in the Eisenhower's yearbook from West Point, his nickname was the Jewish Swede. He was
a
Jew.
Right, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
His mother was a Jew.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Jews do. And he allowed the raping. He would intentionally starve to death tens of thousands of German soldiers who had given up, who fought honorably.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to reiterate, the damn Jews ran the Soviet Union just like they run this country here. We have 69 dual citizenship congressmen and senators in the United States Congress. I mean, it's a damn disgrace. Like I said, we've got to get rid of these damn Jews. We've got to get rid of them. We'll never have any decent chance to live in this country again. Back to you, Rand.
Let me just say one thing, which a lot of people may not know. Winston Churchill, who I also despise,
yes,
and at one time I admired him, I despise him. He was a warmonger, but guess who his mother was? I don't know how many people know this.
She was a Jew, wasn't she?
She was an American Jewess, Jenny Jerome. So here you have another leader who was a warmonger and didn't mind sending his people to the trenches, to the mall of being killed by the millions are thousands. That is another leader of the warmongering group. That was Winston Churchill, and FDR probably had Jewish background too.
He was run by the Jews. I wish I could remember. Henry Morgenthau.
Morgenthau. And White, I think there was Dexter White.
It's always a Jew. To paraphrase Dave Gaharry, he was so right. It's always Jews all the time. It's the Jew, the Jew, the Jew. And I don't know why in the hell these so-called fake Christians and the Southern Baptists, the United Methodists, all these other churches, why they can't get that, I don't know. Go ahead, Rand. You take off on that, brother.
Well, I just like to say things have totally flipped from the old Soviet Union to Russia now and the old United States to the United States now. It's totally flipped. And the media, the controlled mainstream media, they have went from demeaning the Russians to all-out hostility toward them. But like I said, going out of the last segment, you know, they keep poking this bear. They may wind up getting something that they don't really want. But let me say this. I never thought the tipping point of this whole, let's just say the tipping point of World War III would be by sodomites, queers, and race mixers.
But that's dog rapers. Like
we're headed
dog rapers.
Child
rape dogs.
Yes, Eddie. But I never imagined that that would be the tipping point. But it looks like that's where we're headed.
Absolutely. Rand, this is a great analogy. You said how things have turned around. Like I said a minute ago, back when the United States was supposed to be a Christian nation, and me and my wife were watching a movie about when Elvis came out about in the 50s. You cannot believe how much different it was in those days. But you see, back when we hated Russia, when we loved Russia back during the, they were our greatest allies in World War II. My dad talked about seeing movies of that when he was he went to the Pacific. But when we loved them, this can't be repeated enough. They were communists. They were hardcore Jewish communists. The Jews had the Russians by the hair of the head, and it's been said that Judaism ain't nothing but Bushism. Bushism ain't nothing but Satanism. Satanism ain't nothing but Judaism. And that's who had control of the Soviet Union. Well, once all those Jews, Satan-worshipping SOBs got kicked out of Russia, well, then all of a sudden, we don't love them anymore. Our country, we hate them. Because in the people, you know what? In back in the 20s, 30s, when the Jews controlled Russia, now they can, this other, just like you said, Rand, now the Jews can run, they control the United States with an iron fist. And I'm going to read this. People heard me read this before. I have this quote on my ball. It's by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. And he was saying,
been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, a shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, you know where we're in the last segment of the last hour, and we're going to go back to Miss Nancy in a minute. She's going to talk about, on the show, we are not like the other radio civil. We're a civil defense program, and we like to focus mainly. We don't like to ever leave a program out there without solutions, things we can do. I'm going to read this one thing before we went to. I didn't hear the music people before the break, so I'm going to apologize. But here's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon calling down. He chastised Simon Perez at one time. He says, "You know what? Simon, every time we do something, you tell me America will do this and will do that. I want to tell you something very clear. Don't worry about American pressure on Israel. We, the Jewish people, control Americans, and the Americans know it." So anyway, Sister Nancy, tell us about some of those solutions you have, some of these things that we can do.
Yeah, I have a list of things that I know you like to come up with solutions. I don't know if you want to call them solutions. I'm going to say they are actions or suggestions. I hope they are solutions. I hope they can be a solution. We've got some major problems, but I would suggest, again, that our listeners maybe try or attempt to do one thing every day. One thing to let the politicians, our representatives, our congresspeople, let them know we're not happy with the status quo. Just try to do one thing every day. At any rate, you can contact politicians by email, snail mail, or phone calls. I use personally something I think is good are postcards. And the reason I like postcards is because everybody can read them on the way to the recipient, the people in the mail department, the mail carriers, the secretaries. Everybody can read your comments, whether they're negative or positive. Sometimes I even write positive comments. Attend local and community meetings to voice your opinions. Sometimes it's difficult to do time-wise. They make these meetings so that they're very difficult for ordinary people to attend. But anyway, sometimes maybe you can. Start a petition. Distribute flyers or newspapers at libraries. That's where people do some reading. Laundromats where they're bored. And I used to put, and I still do, if I can find boxes that are available where they're promoting rental apartments or property for sale. When I put out papers, I usually only put out one at a time because I don't want my papers to be destroyed by en masse. You can make signs and place them on telephone poles. They don't have to be professionally made. You can make one with a black marker. Donate to your favorite politicians, if there are any good politicians, newspapers, organizations, and even radio programs such as Eddie's. Write letters to the editor. Protest in the street with a sign. I have found that if one person has the guts to do something, other people will join you. Talk to other people. Organize a support group supporting white civil rights. Be a lone wolf. That's really something everybody can do. And act without aid. Act without assistance. Act on your own. I also suggest it's best not to brag about what you do unless you are 100% sure who is listening. The FBI has many ears and many informants. That's it.
Yeah.
I think that's excellent.
And we all know that they are a criminal organization, so we certainly don't want to get too involved with them. And,
right.
And just to add to what Miss Nancy said, if I could real quickly, talk to and get to know your local sheriff. I'm fortunate enough to have my sheriff in my phone. If I called his number and I guarantee you he'd answer. And that's always good. And if I could, I'd like to put a little plug in for the League of the South.
Sure.
We need your support, people. If you don't want to join us, at least support us. Send what you can. It ain't got to be much. Send what you can. And if you request it, if you send in a little something, if you request it, I'm sure Dr. Hill will send you some free magnolias. That's a tabloid that the League of the South puts out. And they're good little handouts, like Miss Nancy talked about. You send a little something, he sends you a few free magnolias. Share them with your friends. Share them with your relatives. If you're timid, leave them laying around somewhere. But the little things, like Miss Nancy said, leave them in laundromats. I agree with that. That's a great idea. Go to your local meetings and put signs on poles. That's awesome, Miss Nancy. I agree with that 100%. And then, like the League of the South has done for quite a while, protest in the streets.
Well, you know, another thing, I got this recommendation many, many years ago, and I think it's true. I think it's the best policy. Do not ask permission.
Bingo.
Yes.
Don't ask permission. But first of all, if you ask permission from somebody in authority, you're going to get a no anyway. And what you can always do is say, well, I didn't know, or just apologize. Another thing that surprised me, and I was very unhappy to hear this, I knew about the Oath Keepers, and I thought the Oath Keepers was a really good organization. I heard about it years ago. And it's really, there's nothing insidious or evil about the Oath Keepers. All it was an organization of policemen and sheriffs who decided that that they would not obey a law that would go against their honor if they were told to attack or beat up, I guess, white people, going against what they believed was right. I always thought the Oath Keepers was a great organization. Come to find out, they're infiltrated by the FBI.
Yeah,
sure. You know, Lee Cochran and myself, we were two of the original members in the West Tennessee branch here of the Oath Keepers years ago. Speaking of Lee Cochran, people, pray for him. He's in the hospital again, and he's having to have, I don't think he'll, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. He's having to have some another amputation done because, you know, he's that diabetes is just working him over. But I've never heard Lee Cochran use a cuss word. I've never heard him say anything bad. I've never even heard him say anything bad about the devil. Now, he is a big patriot, and he's a tireless worker when his health was there. But keep Lee in mind. He's going through a really, really hard time right now, and he's going to have to go to a rehab/nursing home, and I'm hoping he gets out, but it's just not looking good for Lee. And but anyway, the way I got on that, me and Lee, we joined the Oath Keepers at the same time. It's been years and years ago, but you're right. I'm glad I'm not in there anymore. In fact, the West Tennessee branch folded. He got infiltrated. They always do get infiltrated. But go ahead, Rand.
I'd like to say I kind of left out to donate or support the league and get your hands on some of these free Magnolia tabloids. Just write in, send a donation to P.O. League of the South, P.O. Box 760, Killian, K-I-L-L-E-N, Alabama, 35645. One more time, P.O. Box 760, Killian, Alabama, 35645. And there's some good stuff in these free Magnolias, people, I promise you.
If people need any more information, if they didn't get that, they can always send to me an email, eddie@bloodriverradio.com, and I'll answer any questions you have. I'm a member of Oath Keepers, too. Excuse me. Well, used to be. Excuse me. The League of the South. Excuse me. I'm a little bit tired. Miss Nancy, we'll go back to you. We've probably got about 3 minutes left.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to suggest, that people try to get busy doing something. I don't know. I would like to hear what other people think could work. I mean, I guess there's other people doing things, and I hope they are. I mean, as far as making signs, I make my own signs. Many times I just make them out of cardboard. I don't even use poster board. Nail them up on a telephone pole. But I still think working on your own, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes it's easier to just work on your own. And sometimes it's better not to let everybody know what you're doing to begin with.
I'd like to say, Miss Nancy, you're a true trooper, and I'm honored to be on this show with you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you.
I am, too.
Thank you.
I certainly am. And, Ren, we're about to run out of time. I would like to ask you to do something. I would like to we've only done this two times before. Would you take us out in prayer, Rez?
Sure, Eddie. Let's fire our head. Father in heaven, Lord, we just pray that you would heal our land. Lord, we just pray for the strength that you would give to, even if it's just a few, Lord, I pray that you would just give us the strength to stand for morality, to stand for righteousness, to stand for you, Lord. I pray that you would lead us. I pray that you would guide us. I pray that you would direct us through this awful situation that we find ourselves in. Lord, I pray that you would thump our people upside the head and wake them up, Lord. Whatever it takes, I pray that you would do it, Lord. I pray that somehow that we could come out of this, that we could regain our country, and that we could leave a place for our children and our grandchildren to prosper and not be overtaken by what is among us, Lord. Lord, I just pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. And you took it right up to the wire. Dear Sister Nancy, Big Sister, I love you so much. I really do. And Brother Ren, I love you too. Thank God for you two people. I consider y'all better than Blood River, better than Blood Relatives. I love you so much. Thank you so much for coming on and making this what I consider a great, great broadcast on the Blood River Radio White Civil Defense Organization. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Cameron, for running the board flawlessly. Thank you, Blood River Radio audience, for being with us. Tune in next week. It will be the first week of September, the 3rd of September. And I think we had CW coming on next week. I'll have to check and see. Well, good night, everybody.